From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Consumer spending has risen for a second straight month, up 0.4% in August. The increase was fueled by a 0.5% rise in incomes. John Sylvia, chief economist with Wells Fargo Securities, says that's the biggest income gain this year.
Consumers are spending money. That is a positive for the overall economy. I think that for many people, it's just not the pace of a traditional economic recovery, but it is an economic recovery, and we're moving forward.
But moving forward cautiously, Federal Reserve policymakers have said they remain concerned about the pace of the economic recovery, which relies in large part on consumer spending. President Obama announces the resignation of his White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, this morning. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Emanuel is leaving to run for mayor of Chicago.
Mr. Obama is expected to name Pete Rouse to replace Emanuel, at least temporarily. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says Rouse has been part of Mr. Obama's inner circle since he was first elected to the Senate 6 years ago.
The type of trust that the president and others throughout this administration have in Pete is enormous.
Gibbs adds a certain amount of staff turnover is not unusual 2 years into a president's term. The timing of Emanuel's departure, though, was accelerated by the unexpected opening in the Chicago mayor's office. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Two car bomb blasts have killed at least seven people in Nigeria's capital during celebrations of the 50th anniversary of that country's independence today. NPR's Ofebi Equist-Arctan says the second blast occurred about 5 minutes after the first, just as emergency responders were reaching the scene.
The explosions came after the militant movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta warned of attacks, saying there was nothing worth celebrating in Nigeria after 50 years of failure, as it put it. The bombs marred 50th Independence Day celebrations in Abuja, where thousands of people, including Nigerian and foreign dignitaries, gathered for a parade at the main Eagle Square. For years, oil militants have fought government troops, sabotaged multinational petroleum facilities, and kidnapped oil workers, demanding control of their region. Oil revenues. Ofebi Equist-Arctan, NPR News, Accra.
There's unrest across Ecuador today. Hundreds of soldiers storming a police hospital where Ecuador's president Rafael Correa was being held by groups of police officers angry over pay and benefit cuts. The country's foreign minister appealed to government supporters to go to the hospital and to show their support for the troops trying to free the president. The rescue operation came after a state of emergency was declared when Correa was roughed up and tear-gassed at a police barracks in Quito. On Wall Street, stocks have opened higher. The Dow Industrial's up 56 points. The Nasdaq is up 16. This is NPR News from Washington. Gay rights activists say the suicide of a Rutgers University student whose same-sex encounter was recorded and allegedly streamed online is an example of a national problem that they're trying to combat. NPR's Paul Brown reports one major support organization is working on the issue from several angles as it hosts an event today in Hollywood.
No one knows exactly how many people have killed themselves because of harassment over their sexual orientation because reporting isn't always complete. But a spokeswoman for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, or PFLAG, says her group is promoting reporting and record keeping.
It's part of making the case that this always has been a critical and emergency issue that we need to address.
Jean Marie Navetta says PFLAG is trying to make a case for federal anti-bullying laws that specifically include sexual orientation. She says her group and others are also trying to change a culture which she says often accepts harassment of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people and offer confidence-building help to young LGBT people and their families. Paul Brown, NPR News.
BMW is voluntarily recalling nearly 200,000 of its luxury cars in the U.S. to fix leaks that could develop in the power braking system. The company says those leaks could also affect another 150,000 cars in other countries. A BMW spokesman says there have been no reports of accidents or injuries related to that problem. The Obama administration is said to be close to announcing what gas mileage it would like to see cars get in the future. Environmentalists are pushing for an average of at least 60 miles a gallon for new vehicles by the 2025 vehicle year. Automakers say that's a high standard that would drive up the cost of cars. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.